Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm so happy to welcome back Sue Fields Dalamonte, who is joined by Laura Onerheim. Just a quick correction, Laura is down as her old name, Laura Chapman, in the description, but she is now Laura Onerheim. So we'll correct that after the show. Sue, welcome back. It's been a lovely vacation for you, but now you're going to torture you with a show again, make you read for people.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to be back.
I know. I kid. You've always been such a good energy in this show, and we missed you so much.
Thank you.
And we were just saying we kept your coffee cup for you and your seat in the studio, and nobody got to sit in it. And if I could reach out to Ohio, I'd give you a great big hug. And then Connecticut,
yeah,
for Laura.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's
well,
been a long
beautiful.
Time getting where I needed to be, but I'm there now, so.
Well, we were just saying how it kind of ties into, the whole thing of like getting a break, taking a break when you need it in life, you know, and especially like our topic tonight is managing our energy as empaths. When you're around those kind of people that drain your energy, they can be bullies, they can be narcissists. It can also be other empaths who aren't managing their energy properly. So even though they are empaths, they could be draining people without knowing it. So it's, I guess, self-awareness is the big thing that we all have to watch and be careful for. But anyway, I'm going to let Sue and Laura take the floor and let's hear your thoughts on this subject. Sue, do you want to go ahead? You probably have done a little bit of warrior activity in the past day, just recently.
As I have done a lot of warrior activity, the way that I usually handle it, I love everybody. I try to love everybody. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. But then you get those few that just take advantage and suck the life out of you. And all they do is bring in negative energy. And I try my best at first just to surround them with as much love and light as I can. And if that doesn't work, I distance myself. Our energy is the most important thing. We have to keep our fields clear. And if we aren't in a good space for ourselves, we can't be in a good space for anybody else. And what I think is so important for everybody to know, it does not matter if the person is family or a so-called friend or acquaintance, if they are bringing that much trials and tribulations to your life, cut them out. We don't need it. This world is a hard enough place without welcoming negativity in. We all need to be here to support each other. You don't have to dislike a person. You don't have to hate them. You wish them well, you say a prayer for them, and you move on. And when it gets overwhelming, take a step away from everything and recharge your batteries. That's what I had to do. It's been, 6-8 months that it's taken me after everything that I've been through. I had to just step away and be by myself, figure out what was important to me, and move on from there.
Yeah. But you know, Sue, that's the that's physical time, like the space-time continuum. But in spirit time, that didn't, like there was no sort of limit on that, right? So you were taking spiritual time, you know?
Yes.
So it may have been, you know, however many months on the physical, but geez, you know, it's almost like you went back home to recharge. You know what I mean?
Yes. And we all need that. We all need
that. Oh, boy, we do. Yep. even taking what Chrissy in her in the Sacred Embers group posted a really cool meme. It said everything works again if you unplug it for a while. You know, even you.
Absolutely.
It's so true, you know, and yeah, even when if people think, well, you know, who's got time to unplug, and they, you know, whatever circumstances your life is in, you're like, you know, this is the reason I can't unplug. But even 2 minutes of unplugging in a hectic, chaotic world can center you again. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't have to have a time limit on it. It doesn't have to be hours, days, weeks, months. If you can take 10 minutes a day, shut off your phone, shut off the TV, maybe put on some music that you like listening to in the background, meditate, take a bath, do nothing. And if
mm-hmm.
you're fortunate enough, like I was, I don't have any real commitments as long as my animals are fed and taken care of. And if I needed to lay down for 4 hours in the middle of the day, I laid down for 4 hours in the middle of the day. So whatever time you can squeeze in is so important.
Mm-hmm. It really, truly is. Laura, are you still with us? Very quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had that same sort of warrior thing you've had to do in your life. You've.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know. Yeah. Go ahead.
I am very empathic, and I actually had one of my friends recently say, on a scale from 1 to 10 on how empathic I am, I'm at 11. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So for me, when I'm around people who are extremely draining and not good for me, it sometimes can feel like I'm dying. I will literally have panic attacks. I won't be able to breathe. Like, it gets really bad. My body will hurt. It'll feel like I have bricks on my back. I just feel irritated, pissed off. Like, I almost just cannot deal with it. My body just doesn't feel healthy or happy. And it's, you know, that's the truth about an empath, though. We take it on in our bodies, and it kind of manifests in different ways, and everybody kind of has a different way of how their body handles it. But, you know, I had an image from Ryan recently when I was dealing with somebody who's very bad from my energy, and he showed me how batteries charge, and just, you know, the way that you're charging a battery, it's either going to repel and not charge, or it's going to match and it's going to charge. That's the same thing with somebody who is an empath. If you're with, like, let's say a narcissist, or you're with an empath that is not doing so well, or they're just taking too much from you, it'll repel and you won't get charged when you're with them. You'll actually drain. You'll just die. And if you're with somebody who is a fellow empath who gets it and is, you know, willing to give and receive and just, you know, be there for you and do all the things that, you know, friendship is about, it can charge your energy, and you can really, as an empath, feel when you're around people who have a light energy where they're just kind of uplifting you when you're around them. You just feel happy and just like, oh, I feel good. My body feels good. So I really want to tell all the fellow empaths out there, listen to your body. If your body feels a certain way, and, you know, kids who are empaths, they won't say, I'm feeling anxious, or they don't like to really talk about their feelings all the time. They'll say things like, my stomach hurts, or I have a headache. So listen to that as well, because kids are also empaths, and they have these, like, feelings as well. We're all energetic. We're energy inside a body, which is just the car that takes us through life. So we really have to nourish our soul and our energy. But, you know, some of the signs that you really have to look for with somebody who you might have in your life who's really draining you. Let's say you have a best friend who just vents to you nonstop, and it's not really reciprocal. It's just drain, 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 drain. It's always about them. They never ask how you're doing. There's always an endless list of needs, and they kind of rely on you to fulfill and kind of save them. they don't return the favor ever. They might tell you that they'll help you or do this or that, but they don't ever come around for you. It's just kind of a one-way street. Your body will literally feel better when you're not around them. Like, you'll feel like a weight is lifted off of you. They tend to not be happy. There's always something going on. Their problems are always bigger, worse, more pressing than yours. They use guilt trips. This is a huge one. Oh, my God. It's never their fault. It's always your fault. And if you want to get out of this situation, they'll always add something in there to manipulate you. Like let's say a relationship where someone says, well, if you break up with me, I'm going to off myself. Things like that. These are manipulations that certain people will use, narcissists, friends, to manipulate you so you won't leave. And they know you're an empath. You're so loving and nice. How could I ever hurt them, you know? So you just, like, you don't want to hurt them. So you stay in this abusive cycle. Another thing is you just avoid telling them things because you know that it's going to go nowhere. It's just going to always. Example is when you try to talk about your thing, it's always them. So it always comes back to, okay, we're talking about you, but it's really about me. So these are kind of these typical signs of I always have to be the center of attention. I always have to take. And an empath they cannot. It's like how they say, like, the body just full of toxins and acid, and it's just like it's not good for you. And, you know, I get emotional about this, and I get very, like, wordy and stuff like this. My energy is really passionate about this because I've just been dealing with this my whole life. And, you know, I'm going to send it to Lynn, and I'm sure she could tell you some really good tips on how to come back from this kind of stuff.
Oh, Laura, it's okay. I think to all empaths that find themselves, one of the things is getting angry or getting irritated, all those things that we're not supposed to feel. Well, we do. We're human.
Absolutely.
One of the best. One of the best indicators of whether a person's energy is repelling or connecting with you is how you feel. Are you angry? Do you want to, like, go to the next person you meet and punch them in the nose because you can't push? You know what I mean? Are you angry? Are you bitter? Are you, you know, if there's a negative feeling, you get it. Well, it could be them. What was that wonderful meme about before you think of yourself as being down with depression or mental illness, consider the fact that you might just be surrounded by a-holes.
Yes, it's so,
so true.
It really, really is. It all depends, I think, on how much permission we give them to manipulate our emotions. You know, Mike, I've gotten to a point now where I can feel it starting, right? You know, you guys can feel it. You can tell when people, because as an empath, you can tell when people are lying. You pick up on their energy.
Oh, yeah.
And, the cons, the ones that are trying to con you, like, there's almost like they have an energetic smell to them or something. Like, you're just like, I see animals responding to people like that. We've got a cat here, and I'm sure you guys have noticed in your furballs that if there's someone that comes in with a negative energy, they'll just reek right off. You know, they don't want to be around
them.
Yeah. They sure do.
So, and kids too. They don't fake their responses. So if there's somebody there with a bad energy, they'll either get they'll get sort of like become little jerks towards that person, or they'll, you know, stay away from them, sort of thing. But So if you're feeling that way, as Sue says, you know, like you don't owe your presence to anyone. And even if people have hurt you, and bullies and narcissists, boy, they hurt people without, well, I don't know. I've met narcissists. I really don't think they know the effect they have on others. They do think they're just something. And it's like that joke about, and it used to be told about actors. And I, you know, I apologize to all the actors out there because I'm not, I love you, but how many actors does it take to change a light bulb? This was a theater joke in the past. And the answer is just one. They hold on to it. The world revolves around them. So, so it's, you know, you can't change other people, and that's just a truth. But you can, and, you know, you can change the way you respond to them, but there's going to be a time, and you can almost guarantee you're going to have to put up with anger or, you know, a negative response, because the immediate thing with these kinds of personalities is to make you feel like it's your fault. And
Yeah, exactly.
It's the blame. They fix the blame and not the problem pretty much every time. And again, it comes down to permission. Are you giving these people permission to decide how you feel, how you respond, how you react? Or do you put on your spiritual warrior armor and say, enough, you walk? And if they get angry, you got to be prepared. If they're going to be angry, well, that is the place they're at, and you hold space for that anger. But, you know, they can only hook you. They can only manipulate you with your permission. And it comes right down to that, boundaries. You teach others about your boundaries. Yeah. And you teach yourself about your boundaries. Because, like, you know, you can never get enough of what you don't want. And if you are being manipulated by the people in your life, that it may, what's that line? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. These people may have the best intentions towards you, but those are their intentions. And you have to tell, yeah, exactly. You have to show people who you are before they start showing you who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, yeah, so you present your authentic self. And you guard that precious self, you know, and you've got to, I guess, be willing to be wrong sometimes. But if you are in charge, if you're at the rudder or the ship's wheel of your own ship, you know, you're not going to be afraid of storms because you'll have learned how to sail after a while, recognizing the signs, pulling back your energy when you need to. And, you know, if it's something you can deal with, if talking to that person will help, you know, communication is always great if you can do it. But a lot of the time, trying to have a dialogue with a narcissist, with a bully, it just ends up, they're trying to, well, they need to be right, I guess. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to end up trying to tell you why it's your fault. You're like, buy that or take it back, whatever. But if you keep buying their BS, the more you let it go, the harder it is to untangle energetically. So I would just cut those. Yeah. If, you know, if people want to come back into your life having mistreated you, then they have to come back. It's almost like, what's that thing when you get a job? The first 3 months is probation. So,
probation,
you know, yeah, you have to actually put that person on probation. Ryan used to have a great thing, that three strikes rule, right? Screw up once, I'm going to talk to you about it. Screw up twice, we're going to warn you about getting kicked out. You hit the third strike and you're out. And he used to call himself the sheriff, and he would deliver. You know, don't piss me off, mate. Anyway,
And we have to remember too, when we cut out the negativity, we're opening more space for positive.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
So if
like
you
opening a
if
window.
You kick one of those, yeah, you kick one of those people to the curb, and a negative person like that takes up so much space in our energy fields. You kick out one negative person, you're opening the space for three or four positive people to come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Sue. What a good point. Yeah, yeah. And it kind of leads you back to your source self in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
you're finding, the more positive people you hang with, they tend to, like, take you back to where you're supposed to be. Love lifts us up where we belong, as the song goes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So true.
Yes.
Well,
like
sure,
Laura
yeah.
was talking. When when Laura was talking about how people will make everything about them, I had to kind of giggle because I just shut the door on a cousin of mine exactly like that. I am the only person in the whole family that would still talk to her. And her cancer, she got cancer after I had cancer. Her cancer was worse than mine. Her arthritis is worse than mine. This is worse than mine. She won't work. It's up to everybody else to support her. It's not her fault. And I kept tolerating the behavior until my son had to go in for emergency surgery last week. And when she asked how he was doing, and I got three words out, and it was all about her. I will take a lot, but once it comes to my children, my grandchildren, or my animals, I'm done. And when she turned my son's emergency around to her, I said, I can't do this anymore. It's not worth. And I did get, like you said, I would talk to her, I would get angry, I would have a headache, my back would hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And once you're at that, go ahead.
No, I feel fine about it. I have no guilt. I have no remorse. I don't wish her anything bad. I want her to do well, be happy, be fruitful. Just do it over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like diverting someone. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, no, Lynn, you go. I'll go after you.
No, I was just saying it's like diverting somebody's water supply, you know. It's like you can't do that, you know. You're taking their energy. You go, Laura. Sorry, you had a... Yeah. What was your thought, huh?
I was just going to say that there's a few hooks that people will put in you, like these narcissists or, you know, people who are just unhealthy with their behavior. They know what they're doing. Not all of them, but I mean, I feel like the majority of them know. And they will purposely hook you by saying things like, I can't live without you, or you're my only friend, or this is the only thing I have to look forward to. Or they'll make it impossible for you to leave them. And then also another thing they do is they'll be like really bad to you and crappy and drain you. But then they'll show you a glimmer of hope. Like, they'll show a nice side of them that makes you feel like you're a horrible person. Like, oh, see, that person is nice. I can't do this to them. And then you give them another chance, and then, boom, they're at it again. And then they keep, it's like a cycle. And it's like an empath, somebody who is a human, but then it's also very loving. We just have a really hard time hurting people or breaking away from people because it's like, oh, we don't want to hurt them. And it's really funny how it works because it's like they can hurt you all day, but the second you have to, you know, back out, you're afraid of hurting them. But they wouldn't think twice about doing it to you. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's where I find these people get into these predicaments because they're like, it's like whiplash, stop, go. And it's just like, I can't get out, but you can. You have the power to get out of it. You really do.
Yes.
You're more powerful than you know. And
that's
all I gotta say.
Well said. Well, if you understand that
joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Oh no, Sue, listen, okay, do the joke. I like the funny.
I used to always have a joke of my own. The Bible tells us to turn the other cheek. I only have four cheeks, and after you've smacked all four of them, you're done.
Ha! That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, and I'd actually stop at one cheek because once somebody whacks you in a cheek, I'm like, hey, get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the thing to remember is nobody can make you feel anything, and that, you know, that operative word being make you feel without your permission. So if somebody is Exactly. So if somebody is, as you say, making you feel that way, you've got to go, whoa, I didn't say you could do that, and I don't want to feel that way. And it's practice, practice. You know, keep doing it over and over. And don't get mad at yourself if you fall down a little bit and find yourself getting manipulated again. Just keep practicing. It's worth it, and it will work inch by inch. But as you know, we teach people how to treat us, and you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Anyway, yeah. Kids, what do you think? We should take some of these patient callers that are waiting and see what their experiences have been. Excellent.
I'm sorry. I just want to say Barbara actually is on. This is her forte. She's actually 580. I just wanted to let you know that. She felt guided to come on.
Are Barbara? Barbara Grace?
Yes, Barbara. Yeah.
Oh, yep. For heaven's sake, Barbara, just join us, for heaven's sake. I think I've lost my...
580.
Yeah, I have lost my mouse here. Just one sec. Well, that's weird. You're going to have... Can you sign in, Laura? I have a touch keyboard screen here, but... There you go. Barbara, you're on with us, hon.
Hi. I'm not sure why I was told to call, but I was told to call. So, hello, ladies.
Hi, Barbara.
There we go. Sorry. People were having weird computer stuff earlier, and I just had the weirdest computer thing. And I think we have company tonight. Let's just put it that way. Hiya, Barbara.
I think I always come with company.
Oh, you probably do. Did you want to join us, or did you want to have a reading tonight? Because I didn't want you sitting there, and if you would like to do some reading, or however you're feeling to. I'm just glad you're here. Pull up a chair, grab a coffee.
I get the feeling that there is something that one of you or all of you is going to say to me that I need to hear. But I have no idea what I'm supposed to ask you in order to get that information.
Alrighty then. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll keep you, if you're okay, we'll keep you on with us. And then if you get any kind of, you know, if you nudge to tell any of the callers anything. Oh. I wonder what's going on here.
I just
can anybody, or can you guys hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now.
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just had a visitor pop into my house.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear me now? I'm sorry, I've been dropping in and out here.
Yeah, hon, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
I hear like a parrot or something. Yeah. Is that a little kid or is it a parrot?
I think it's probably a little kid with me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That incredibly high pitch they can get to. I don't know how they do it. It's fabulous. Anyway, who did we have with? So we've got 415. Should we bring 415 on, or did you want to go ahead and we can read for you? 803 is up. I'm sorry. Who's 803? 803, are you with us?
I think
okay, I'm
going to
put... Oh, it is Sue. Why
yeah.
am
I... I guess it is me,
Jeez.
Isn't it?
I think
Barbara.
Barbara wanted us to read her. Barbara wanted us to read her.
She has great confidence in the Three Stooges, I must say. Okay, Barbara. Okay, does anybody want to go ahead, or I'll see what I'm getting here.
I am, if you don't mind, Lynn. I'm picking
up
financial changes for Barbara.
Okay.
I don't know if you're exploring other avenues, Barbara, but I'm picking up that there's going to be some big financial changes.
Okay, you're breaking
within
up.
The next,
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm picking up that there's going to be some big financial changes coming through with you for you within the next couple of months.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay. I don't know if you're exploring other avenues. Just changes and finances are coming in real, real strong. Are you? No, I'm hearing expanding business.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up, that you're going to have business expansions. It's going to be big changes and big financial changes. And I'm hearing before fall.
Great.
So within the next few months. Is there another baby coming into your family soon?
Not that I know of.
I just heard new addition. I don't know what that means, if that would be business-wise that you have a new addition or a new addition coming into the family.
Okay, maybe it's a puppy or something, huh?
That's possible. That's possible. They're like family, too, so.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up right off the bat. So if anybody else has got anything.
Yeah, I can go ahead. I've got some images coming in, Barbara. It feels like you've been... okay, with the image of Dory from Finding Nemo, you know, the little fish that Ellen DeGeneres did? And she kept going. Uh-huh. So I'm getting, keep swimming. Like, it feels like you've been just plowing through one obstacle after another. And you've kept swimming. And you've almost had to do it like the little engine that could to keep yourself going. But I don't think it's been for naught. I think that was all your efforts. I think I get the word offer. It feels like you're going to be noticed somehow with your work. And it's like an offer comes up, not a partnership, but it's almost like a silent partnership, almost like you find a platform or some kind of help that takes you to the next level. It says you are about to hit a next level. It ties in with what Sue was saying. I did get
a
Sue was talking about that. That was a validation. But the keep swimming. You have a beautiful soul, a brave, brave aspect. And you haven't given up. And I think that's going to all kind of be worth it for you, even though there's been times you're like, what the hell am I doing? And where am I going? And if so, why? It's you've just kept swimming. So, and also the word tech came in. Are you offering like online meditations, online prayers, online, like a blog that you're monetizing? Is there something you're doing online that you can increase? Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? Like, is there something in the tech end of things that you can pump up, like selling your meditations online, doing a monetized blog? You're missing an income stream that is like right at your fingertips that you're overlooking almost, and the word tech comes. So have a look at something. I don't know, maybe you just want to jazz up your website or something. I don't know what it is, but it's a tech thing, and you want to increase that, and it's going to bring you a little bit more income, I think. So, yeah, but keep swimming. Like Dory, keep swimming. It's not in vain. So with that, I'm going to see how Laura is doing, picking up for you.
Thank you.
If I can add one small thing, Lynn.
Oh, please, yeah.
When you were talking about the technical end and increase in a silent partner, I got writing. And then you had said blog. So
yes.
Either writing a blog or possibly somebody approaching you for writing a book or your story.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels like a yes, 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 absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to add that.
Oh, thank you. No, I did. That really that resonated over this way, too. All the way up to Canada, Sue. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing good. I heard automatically like a healing center, and this could be online, but it was just like healing center came in strong, and then I saw a purple aura, and then the way that they made me feel about that was healing, cleansing, and soothing of souls. So I feel like you're going to help people in a healing sense for spirituality, emotional health, physical well-being. They gave me the words for you: studious, responsible, cheerful, and a little bit mischievous. I was getting the same thing as them about your career. So I felt like they were like happy news about your career, well thought out plans that go perfectly. Hold on, I'm still getting stuff here. And they're saying like, they want you to reward yourself a little bit more for your hard work. And they just said they really love how successful you are in the self-employment. Like, that's a good spot to be. They really like you being self-employed because you're just very powerful in that way. You can help a lot more people, and then they're also bringing up the internet with that. Another thing, they just want to remind you that, like, you literally are very powerful. Like, you can do anything that you want. And you have the ability to manifest what you need to be successful at or, like, whatever you need to come through for you. But literally, like, I was getting the same stuff as everybody else, that I just feel like there's, like, a next step to the platform of your business. And it really just revolves around, like, healing people. And I felt immediately when I saw your name in the chat, I was like, of course Barbara would be drawn here. We're talking about people sucking the life out of other people. Like, this is Barbara's forte, like helping people heal from this kind of thing. So of course, you know, your guides would be like, you need to get in there, because it's just this. I feel, and I say this all the time, like, I've had a session over the radio with you, Barbara, and you are powerful. Like, and I always suggest people who are going through hard times or like feeling drained or just having just all these bumps in the road, like, go to Barbara. I'm serious, for everybody listening, like, go to Barbara. She can help you release these things, the release innate. It's like, and I'm getting chills. And they're just saying, like, you do have this ability, Barbara, to help people who are just stuck, like, really just stuck in the muck. And it's very cleansing, refreshing, and just reviving. You're just reviving souls. Like, that's why you're here. It's just to revive and rebrighten up souls. You're just such a beautiful angel, Barbara, and we so appreciate you for everything.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Well, I feel really good now.
Well, you should do. Yeah. Like, you've helped a lot. You've put it out there into the universe, and so we're so happy to see you on the path of receiving, finally.
Yeah.
You know. It's the third law of physics, you know. You put it out there, it's got to come back to you.
That's
true.
Yeah.
If, for anyone who's listening, like, just make sure you... Oops, I don't know what that is in the background. But I was going to say, DC and Barbara have a show where they do this healing. They have Monday with Jesus, I believe, and then they have
morning
a Sunday
with
healing.
Jesus.
Morning with Jesus, and I believe that's on Monday. Tuesday and Thursday. Okay. I'm going to have you say it. I want you to say, like, your website and everything, too, because I feel like people need to hear this, Barbara.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I do, I think, 5 shows a week on Blog Talk. Sunday is Love and Amazing Grace with DC Love and me. the Ms. Mornings with Jesus on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. That's me in D.C. And then there's Get the Answers to Life's Questions on Fridays at 11 a.m. That's just me. And, well, then I do one on Wednesdays, which I'm not really doing any work, but it's about emotion code healing. And it's a great show, and it's just shown up Beltre. So I think those are the shows that I do. Yes, those are the shows that I do. And they're all on Blog Talk, so you can find me on Blog Talk.
Absolutely. What's the network name, Barbara?
Divinely Guided Healing.
Oh, okay, same as your website. Okay, so you just go to blogtalk.com/divinelyguidedhealings, and you'll find the archives of Barbara's and DC's shows. So that's fabulous. So do you want to stay on with us, Barbara, while we take callers, or did you want to, how would you like to do that? You can stay in the studio with us if you like.
If I participate in what you're doing, I don't so much to give people information as I help them to let things go.
Okay.
So,
do you want to play it by ear?
We can do that.
Okay, play it by ear. If you feel inclined to speak up, you go right ahead, okay? We're going to go back to 415. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we take your name, please? Have your name, please.
Hi, this is Catherine. Catherine from California.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
No aftershocks, I'm hoping.
No, Northern California.
Okay, yeah. Good for you. Oh, how can we help you tonight, Catherine?
I would like anything, a general reading or any mediumship, if there are people that see anybody coming through to me from the other side.
Have you lost a brother, like a brother or a cousin, a male in your family
recently? He was a friend of mine in high school.
So you could have had a brother. Could have had a brother energy. It doesn't have to be a blood. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, he comes around a lot. He was,
Was it a violent death, like a crash or?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's referring to this was like a young, sort of maybe pre-20, before he got into his 20s. Is that when he died?
Correct.
Okay. He's talking about the energy of, not the energy, this is coming through funny. It evolving is the word that's coming through. So he hasn't stayed at that age. He has evolved. Mm. He has seen your path, your growth. He's watched you evolve. He wants to. He's a very romantic soul.
Yeah.
He's quoting Heathcliff from Wuthering Heights, he wants to fill your excuse me. He wants to fill your arms with heather.
Oh,
and I'm talking about the plant, not another woman. Okay.
Yes, yes.
He's almost like, I think he's a spirit guide for you, Catherine. So
yes,
it's a feeling
definitely of
he's right there, and it's a matter of a thought, a matter of a thought. So if you're thinking about him, it's Ryan is trying to explain. It's like the way he comes in. If you're thinking about him, there's his energy, and it's an ability to be in many places at once, because where they are, there are no places. It is, yeah, that's blowing my tiny mind. They're trying to explain the physics, and I just can't handle it. I feel like my head's going to explode. So I'm just going to say they get like a 360-degree view Right. Ryan explained it the other day, like peeking through a keyhole when we're here in the physical and actually going through the door, going into spirit. So call on him. I am not getting a name. I mean, I put down the name Kevin, but I don't believe that's the right name. That's another name.
Paul. His name is Paul.
Okay. The name Kevin came in. Mm. However, I am looking at the chat, and I have a funny feeling I wrote down Kevin because Kevin is in the chat room. I should not look at the chat.
Right.
But, yeah, the name doesn't matter. The energy I'm feeling, this is definitely your friend Paul. Like, just, he loves you. Like, there's just love, 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 love. And just call Aww. On Kevin, or Paul. Kevin!
Go away, Kevin.
No, it's actually dear sweet Kevin in the chat room. We love him dearly.
Oh, okay.
It's my fault. I should have my eyes closed, but I was trying to make sure I wasn't ignoring the chat people, and I'm just going to go back and stop looking at Kevin. Okay, anyway, yeah, no, I can Paul. Feel this lovely energy, and you don't mm-hmm. worry about, like, he didn't, like, cross over and then get stuck at that age. He has evolved. The word evolve right. comes in, and he has definitely spiritually grown. And he's also saying that he doesn't mind where he is and doesn't think he's going to come back to Earth anytime soon. But when your natural time comes, you will be, he'll be one of the spirits that come to collect you.
Aww.
Yeah, it's a lifetime connection, I think, with a beautiful guide. So anyway, I'll see what Sue and Laura are picking up
and
for
what,
you.
And what is your name again?
Oh, I'm Lynn. Yeah, Lynn. Yeah.
Lynn. Okay, great. That was, yeah, yeah. You got him exactly. So that was great.
Well, it's a nice energy. It's a very, as we were saying, an expansive energy. I wouldn't mind having a beer with this guy, except he probably didn't. Anyway, go for it. So, Sue and Laura, how are you guys doing?
Thank you.
Anything coming in?
Hi, Catherine. This is Sue.
Hi. Hi.
I'm picking up a lot on your personal energy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have more patience with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are mm-hmm. too hard on yourself.
Uh-huh.
You need to set boundaries. You're allowing other people to influence and infiltrate your space. And they're not bringing in the best energy around you. You need to do more grounding, more meditation. Take more personal time. You're not taking enough personal time just for you. I'm picking up more time in nature, especially around water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get out near water.
Yeah, I live close to it, so I do. I do take walks.
Okay. Okay.
Down there, and I could see the seals. I have a real connection. Seals always come up when I'm walking on water, by water. So.
Okay. And the moon cycles.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the moon cycles because they're really affecting your energy levels.
Heck yeah.
So when the cycle comes in and you're feeling drained, rest.
Yeah, the full moon wipes me out.
Okay. Make sure you rest as much as possible. Drink lots and lots of water during those cycles.
Okay.
New moon and full moon. You need to take particular care of your personal self. I'm hearing something on decisions. You've been struggling with a decision that you keep like teeter-tottering back and forth. Shouldn't I? Yes, you should. I don't know what it is. You know what it is?
Maybe, yeah. Generally, yes.
Okay. And everything is going according to plan.
Mm.
You are in a good place when you take care of yourself. Weed out all the crap in your life that you need to weed out. Pay more attention to you and have patience. Quit beating yourself up. You are an awesome person. You have lots to offer to all of those around you. And I'm hearing make yourself heard. There's got to be somebody around you that is not listening to you. Do what you have to do to make yourself heard. Work on your throat chakra. But yeah, everything is, I mean, you have such a bright future with your life and just so much love and energy and positivity. Just work on you, getting you to where you can be the best. It's like the old saying, you cannot pour from an empty pitcher. So when you take the time for yourself, don't feel guilty. Rejoice in your personal time, your personal space, and set those boundaries.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. But that's what I have for you, Catherine. I hope
thank
it
you.
Helps.
Yes,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
And I'll pass you over to Laura.
Okay.
Hi. I got the same. I was getting a lot of the same things as Sue. I did pick up be assertive. You know, just make sure that you're standing up for yourself. A huge message that they had for you is that you're kind of like in a transformation right now. They showed me a butterfly going through the transformation stage. So with that, they're saying just, you know, go after your dreams. They want you to really look in, dig into your soul, and really figure out what's going to be important for you. Expand your horizon. And they really are saying you're a very creative person, so use that creativity to take flight. The words that they gave me to describe you were optimistic, enthusiastic, creative, and energetic. Let's see what else. And they're saying to just make sure that you ask for help. You know, sometimes it can feel like all work and no play. And you can kind of sometimes feel like weighed down by responsibilities. So just know that, like, you don't always have to hold everything. You can ask for help and, like, it'll really help. But the huge, huge, huge thing is just, you know, be positive because you are in that butterfly stage. So beautiful things are coming for you. And there's going to be relief from, they were giving me the words, like, troubles. So relief from anything that's troubling you. And, they were giving me the word, like, relocation as well. So just put
for
that
sure.
in your back. Yeah. So put that in your back pocket. But, yeah, that's what I got for you, all of that. But it looks really beautiful for you, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful. Barbara, did you have anything to add at all?
Yes, I was getting some stuff. So
great.
Catherine, mine is a little different. We will be doing some statements to your innate body, which I consider your spiritual consciousness, and it connects all of you, including your past lives, your consciousness, your subconsciousness, everywhere you exist and every time and dimension and all of that stuff. So when we make the statements to your innate, we always start with the words, dear innate, and then we move forward. I will make statements, and you will repeat exactly what I say. And it's important for you to say it out loud so that your innate body knows that you are talking to it. Does
okay.
all that make sense? Okay.
Yes, I've called to your show before. So.
Wonderful. And then I was also getting that this is connected with your being powerful. The words they gave me were, use it or lose it. So I don't know if there's a situation where you can be powerful and actually start changing your life or exactly what's involved in that. They're not telling me. They're saying, actually, it's none of my business. So it's none of my business. So we are just going to do some of those dear innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I release the fear of power.
Dear innate, I release the fear of power.
Dear innate, I cleanse the energy of power.
Dear innate, I cleanse the energy of power.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be powerful.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be powerful.
Dear innate, I am not alone in my power.
Dear innate, I am not alone in my power.
Dear innate, I am ready to change my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to change my life.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, they're showing me this image of just a bunch of angels who are now coming, and they're with you, and they're going to assist you in being who you truly are. So you can talk to them, you can talk to them anytime you want to. One of the ways people talk to their angels is at night before they go to sleep. You know, they tell them whatever they're worrying about and ask the angels to take it away or take care of it. And they also talk about what it is they want to have installed within them. And you have gifts that you have not yet tapped into. So if you want to have them open up those gifts and start bringing them into your awareness, you can ask them for that. Now, I'm going to tell you up front that they're not going to bring things into your awareness the way that you might imagine. You know, I've asked them to make me aware of my gifts in the past, and I thought it would be a gradual thing. You know, they do a little of this, a little of that, and I gradually become aware. And what they did was the next day they had someone call me and say, "This is going on in my life. What do you see?"
I didn't see anything.
So guidance was like, you know, well, just wing it. Just say whatever comes to your mind. And I said whatever came to my mind, and it turned out to be the right thing.
Wow.
But they had me get out of my comfort zone and my expectations
immediately
of who I was. Yes, right away. Let's do it gently for her so that it doesn't upset her. None of that. It's just like, okay, you asked for it. There it is. But you ask for those gifts because you will really be happy with them. Yeah. And they will change your life. And that's what I'm getting for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Those all hit me. Thanks.
That's fabulous, Catherine. Thank you, Barbara. That's great, you guys. Let us know how it goes, Catherine, and I'm really glad. I hope that helped. Can you call back again sometime, okay?
All right. I sure will. Thanks for the show.
Love and light to you. Yeah. Have a wonderful evening. Sorry, Catherine, if you're still listening, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Fat fingered it. Okay. Okay. 951. You've been waiting quite a bit. 951, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've listened to Barbara's show. She's just spectacular over there.
She is beautiful. Like, DC and Barbara make a lovely team. They go together like the top and the bottom part of a lemon meringue pie.
Yeah.
Two layers of yummy goodness. Sweet. And yeah, I don't know. I'm babbling away here. What can we do to help you tonight, Nathaniel? How can we,
I wanted to see if, get an angel message for me or anything if you want to turn a card or get a message if you do mediumship or anything you could come up with.
Well, I know that Laura does angel cards, don't you, Laura?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what I'm going to do for you, Nathaniel, is I'm going to pull a message for you from the book that I'm working with tonight. Okay? So I can go ahead and do that and then see what Sue and Barbara and Laura get. But I'll just pull this message for you. And the message that comes through. Yeah, the message, there's three aspects to it. Appreciation, self-esteem, and the last one is self-appreciation. These things are things you want to look at in your life. Okay, and appreciation comes up twice for you. So are you giving yourself enough pats on the back for what you have achieved?
You know, I probably should because I really have come out of a tough place in the last few months and years.
You sure have.
And
a lot of people would have run away screaming, but you stuck it out.
Yeah.
So appreciation and self-esteem comes in the middle of that. So your appreciation for what's around you, what is now actually coming into your life, it's, again, we're looking at like the third law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So I think you're about to start reaping a little bit of reward for what you've put out in patience and work. So just remember, appreciate yourself and remember to keep your self-esteem high. And it may be my angels giving it to me, but it's what I pulled for you. So I'd say it could be Station Master Jim, my main guide. Who knows? As long as it comes through from the light, we love it. So, Sue, how do you feel about Nathaniel's message tonight?
Hi, Nathaniel. This is Sue. I pulled some angel cards for you, and I also pulled an animal totem card. The angel cards that came up for you was Archangel Raziel with spiritual understanding. And his message is, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. So pay attention to any symbolization that is coming up around you. If you are up and you suddenly catch a sunrise that you normally don't do, pay attention to that. Transformation in clouds. You might look up at the cloud and you see an animal or a figure, some type of a symbol. If you have the same bird coming around you, look up what the meaning of that bird is. The angels are sending you all kinds of symbols, but you're not opening up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that came through was Archangel Gabriel. And her card is leadership. It's time for you to assume your leadership power and position. That's not only for your own life, but in the life of others. So you need to be opening yourself up for new guidance and helping to guide others who might be going through the same situation that you just went through. Help them get through to the other side so they can experience the more positive energy coming through after a negative experience.
Okay.
And you have to work on clearing your space. It's your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual space. So get rid of any unnecessary clutter. If you've got extra clutter around the house, clothes you don't wear anymore, anything like that, get rid of it. If you're still holding space over the difficult time that you went through, free up that space. The more you get rid of negative energy or anything that is cluttering your space, the more openness you have for the positive and the light to come in.
Sweet, okay.
So, open yourself up for that. And the card I pulled for you was the octopus. And it says, practice shape shifting by altering your physical appearance and mannerisms. So if you're used to, say, always wearing t-shirts and jeans, maybe throw on a polo or a button-up shirt. Okay. If you always wear tennis shoes, maybe wear a canvas loafer. Whatever it is that you can change. If you look at a situation and automatically find out what's wrong with it, change your thinking and find out what's right with it.
All right. Thanks.
Instead of saying, oh, damn, it's raining again. You say, oh, wow, it's raining. That's nourishment for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So try to turn the negatives around into a positive.
All right.
Okay. And that's what I picked up for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will pass you over to Laura.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, Laura.
So the words that they gave me to describe you, they said you are dependable, protective over your loved ones, you're chivalrous, and humorous. And they highlighted a song that we actually have in our audio clips on our file here. They highlighted it for me, and it was the song This Is Me by Keela Settle. And they're telling me for you to listen to that song. It's part of The Greatest Showman. But they're saying, like, it's a triumphant song about coming through the darkness and just being who you are, no matter, like, all the wounds that you have and the cuts that you've gotten from other people, people putting you down. Like, you're going to come out like the phoenix out of a fire. So just beautiful things coming for you. But, yeah, that song represents you. This Is Me by Keela Settle, The Greatest Showman. And they did pull a card for you. And the card is the Wheel. And it says, delays are over, sudden or unexpected, good luck. And it says, a new car or travel. So, yeah. Looks good.
Well, ladies, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
on the
day with you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's lovely. Barbara, anything to add?
There are two Dear Adate statements that they want you to say, and we're going to say each one three times. So, here we go. Dear Adate, I release the past.
Urinate, I release the past. Urinate, I release the past. Urinate, I release the past.
And the other one is, Dear Adate, I create music that heals.
Urinate, I create music that heals. Urinate, I create music that heals. Urinate, I create music that heals.
Okay, now they're showing me an image of you creating some music. And you're writing the lyrics and coming up with the tune and everything.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a song I wrote about 30 years ago. It keeps going through my head.
Oh, yeah, work on that. It's there waiting for you. All right.
All right, well, thank you. Have a good one.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Nathaniel. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Bye. You take care and have a lovely night.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, you guys. All right, let's move on to 207. Hi, 207. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Oh, hey, it's Heather.
Oh, hi, Heather. Sorry, I didn't recognize your area.
Yeah, I was just listening in.
Okay, well, hold on then. We'll just pop our next. We have one more caller, and
awesome.
Then we'll just bring everybody back on. 207, I did not know that was your number. I should have recognized it. Anyway, okay, hold on. And here we go. 314,
hello?
You're on with... Oh, hi, you're
hi.
On with Divine Connection.
By the way, I loved what... I'm going to replay what you got said at the beginning and just replay. That was an awesome conversation.
Well, thank you. Who's on with us? What's your name, please?
My name is Martha.
Hi, Martha. You have the most lovely energy.
Oh, well, thank you.
She does.
I feel
you
better
really
after
do.
Everything you guys said. I feel like a little lifted. It's like you take away the negative and make more room for the positive.
It's actual truth. It's energetic manipulation. And, you know, everything we are, it's all energy. So, you know, and you can manipulate your energetic world. Wow, that's so nice. It's good to get a little validation that we're doing
and
something good.
And I like you said something about the pathway to hell is, you said something like, I really like that quote. The,
oh,
the
road to hell is paved with good intentions.
With good
yeah,
intentions.
Yeah, that's about 3,000 years old. I didn't make that up, but
love that.
It's. I find it's true. Yeah, it's.
So
one of those oldie moldy.
Well,
what can we do
everything.
For you tonight?
I'm going back and I'm going to write down everything you guys said.
Oh wow! Thank you. What can we do for you tonight, Martha?
I was just wondering if you have any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. I'm getting like a name that is like Nancy. Three times it went down. I'm gonna
not
ask
sure.
If any. Okay. Well, we've got an energy, and that seems to be the name Nancy Nanny. We're
might
not talking
quickly.
About. What's that?
It might come to me later.
Yeah, well, no, not to worry. We're not talking about a grandmother, are we? Have you lost a grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, actually, I haven't.
Haven't? Then that's not it either. I can't make head nor tail of this name. It really sounds like Nancy. If this is for, if anyone in the chat room or anyone waiting, this could be somebody like a hitchhiker coming through. So if anyone in the chat room has a Nancy on the other side, she's coming through like gangbusters. And anyway, I'll leave her. Well, I'm just going to ask her to pull back for a minute. I want to put you over to Sue, and I'm going to see if I can make sense of this name or this message that's coming through. If you're ready, Sue.
I'm picking up a little bit. Hi, Martha.
Hi.
Does the name Samuel resonate with you at all?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. That name came through real, real clear. I think I'm getting a feeling like maybe a spirit guide. Okay, he's one of your guides. He's stepping forward, changes. Are you, I'm hearing changes in relationship and career.
Oh, that's literally what's happening right now.
Okay, it was confirmation then.
In both areas.
If you have if you have questions or doubts or anything, call on Samuel. He's there to help you with your changes.
Okay.
Your career change is it? That's a step up from what you're doing
now. Oh,
thank
goodness.
Okay. Okay. Like advancement, increase, step up, betterment. That's the pictures that are coming through.
That was, like, directly on my mind, too.
Okay. And I'm hearing you need to take your power back.
Yeah.
You have given too much of your power away to somebody else, and put yourself in the background and call on God and or whatever it is, source, universe, creator, whatever your belief is. And also Archangel Raziel. They are there to help you take your power back and help you manifest the intentions and the blessings that you have coming to you in your life.
Okay.
You have to remember that thoughts influence our lives. So try to keep your thoughts all positive for manifesting what you want coming through.
Okay.
And don't say, I want a job making $30,000 or more a year. Say, I am getting a job making $30,000 more a year.
I like that.
Go from wanting or wishing to making a specific statement. And that helps to manifest. You can also write down, make a list of all the positive things you want, either in your career or in your relationship. And that will help manifest too. You are so surrounded with angels waiting to help you with your decisions. And what many of us don't understand about the angels, they're there waiting, but they can't help until we ask for their help. So just open yourself up and ask the angels to step in and help you. And you have a very large spirit team around you right now. I'm hearing 7 guides helping you at this time. So don't be afraid to call on your spirit team to help you. You won't have all 7 permanently. They come and go. We have 1 permanent, sometimes 2, but we have 1 predominant spirit guide, and then we will have others coming in and out to help us through situations.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure and call on them. That's what they're there for.
Thank you.
But things are really, they're really looking up, and they are going to be changing for the better for you, hon.
Good to hear.
Okay. And that's what I have for you, Martha. I hope it helped. And going to pass you over to Laura.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Martha.
Hello.
The words that I got for you when I asked them to describe you, they said generous, stylish, gracious, and practical. I got we're all on the same wavelength here. They're just saying with the job situation, there's a better choice. They're showing me, like, you want ice skates, like, getting out. Like, just,
that's
like,
so crazy.
Out of that situation.
I know, I feel that helps. Thank you.
So they're saying, you know, take everyone's input into consideration, merge the viewpoints to create a better solution, and just take your time. There's no need to rush in this situation, but you do know the truth about the job situation. Like, just really do what's best for your soul here, because I do feel that it drains you and it's not a good match. And they want to tell you, like, you have what it takes if only you just believe in yourself, you know. Thinking that you're powerless, you're really not. You know, and they're saying a lack of self-confidence keeps you away from getting what you want as far as, like, the law of attraction. It's hard when your energy is one way, but you want something else. If the energy doesn't merge, then it can kind of mess up the law of attraction. Do you know what that is, the law of attraction is?
Yes, when you voice something or positive
when you say something and you're positive about it with good intentions, it will come to fruition. But
yeah,
if you're negative and you speak negatively, negative things will happen. You attract what you think.
Yeah, so just, you know, get really clear about, like, what you want. Sit down, you know, talk to your family, talk to your friends, kind of figure it out, like, you know, what's going to be the best for you. Dig deep into your soul, figure out, because I just feel like there's a crossroads, like just a decision for you to make at this point. But I feel like once you own your power and you just realize how powerful you are and the fact that you're the captain of the ship, you can, you know, turn left or turn right, and it's all you. Nobody controls you. You control you. So once you can step into that power, that's when the universe is going to propel you to where your soul is going to feel, like, most confident, comfortable, inspired, passionate, and just free. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Barbara, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes. Okay, Martha, I am getting that you are a caregiver and you spend your life making sure other people are happy.
Not knowingly, but I know I do that. But, like, not it's not something I consciously do. It's, like, just something I do. But it's important to me.
We're going to clear that out because that's actually keeping you from living your life, because it's making other people more important than you, and no one is more important than you in your own life. So we are going to do some of those dear innate statements, so I want you to repeat what I say. And even if you don't really feel it, repeat it anyway.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
I release the need to be responsible for others.
Okay, you need to say the dear innate at the beginning, too.
Oh, dear innate. Dear innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be responsible for me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating a good life for myself.
Dear innate, I am creating a good life for myself.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power from whomever I've given it to.
Dear innate, I give back my power. I'm taking back my power to whom I've given it to.
Dear innate, I deserve to be powerful.
Dear innate, I deserve to be powerful.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to receive.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to receive.
Dear innate, I give God permission to bless me.
Dear innate, I give God permission to bless me.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important in my life.
Dear innate, there is no one more important than me.
Dear innate, there is no one more important than me.
Dear innate, I am equal to all.
Dear innate, I am equal to all.
Dear innate, I do what is best for me.
Dear innate, I do what is best for me.
Dear innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I am transforming my life.
Dear innate, I am transforming my life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath.
It was very hard for me.
I know.
I should say that more often.
Yeah, you've reached a point where you are really ready to move forward with your life. But as long as you have that belief that you had to make sure everybody else was perfect before you could do anything, you weren't going to do anything. Because you will
never reach a point where
it's perfect for everybody else. Yeah. So you're shifting out of that. So you may notice that you are not as willing to say yes to everything as you used to be, which is a good thing. So, dear Nate, it is okay for me to say no.
Dear Nate, it is okay for me to say no.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, you want to drink lots of water because you did some major shifting there. Good for you.
Well, you've gotten spot on. My goodness.
Awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Martha, I just want to go back to Nancy here. She brings through, I think she is, she would have been back in your family, but a few generations back. And her message comes through, stand by. She says, I used to walk you home. She said, I went very pale and I faded away. I think we're talking probably about two generations back. And Nancy was a form of the name Anne. Okay, so if you can access your family tree a little bit, see if that name comes in. And I also looked the name Nancy up, and it means grace or gracious. And Laura mentioned the word gracious too. And when she did, I went, whoa, like tingle. So I think there's some, you're being surrounded with grace in this part of your journey. And I wouldn't be surprised if you have a lovely little spirit guide who would have been called Nancy and or Anne back when she was incarnate. So call on her. She refers to like walking along parallel with you as you go through your journey. I think you just have to ask for the help. Okay, just verbalize that request for help, and I think it's going to be there for you.
Wow, this is a phenomenal reading.
Well,
thank you all so much.
You guys,
you guys did a great job, and I'm so obsessed with the whole talk y'all had earlier. I'm going to rewind and listen to that.
Right, and I was just reminded by Laura. I was just reminded by Laura Hunt to invite you to join the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. We'd love to have you. And Laura feels
that
we can probably help you a bit. Yeah. All right. We look forward to. Thank you. We look forward to connecting with you. Okay. You have a beautiful night, Martha. Thank you so much. Oh wow! I really loved that show, guys.
It flew by.
It flew by, but it was. I don't know. I think there was always a thing with you, Sue, that you brought a sort of synergy to the group, and you've brought it back. So. Wow, Sue.
Well, thank you.
Yay. And so speaking of Sue, let's go through the team. And Sue's now going to be doing readings again. So if you'd like to book a reading with Sue, take it away, Sue. How can people find you?
I am on Facebook under Sue Fields Delamonte. I have a website. I cannot remember what it is.
Oh, here it is. It's SusanDelamonte.com. Wixsite.com/SueD.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
Thank
type
you so
Susan.
Much for having me back yeah. on.
Oh, geez, you're welcome. Like the flowers in May, we missed you. And yeah, so I'm hoping you'll, if you have the energy, do as many of the shows as you can. Just, you know, rest as you need and we'll play it by ear. Jody's not with us tonight, Jody Higgins. She's at Lilydale, and she's having an amazing time. We might even just dedicate one show to talking about Lilydale. I can't remember that guy's name that she met, but he's just, Michael Shand, oh dear. We'll post it. Maybe we'll post his link on Sacred Embers. Anyway, you can find Jody on Facebook and at connectedbyspirit.com. Laura, how can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me in the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. I'm always posting it there. And you could just email me at lashbylala@aol.com. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And Barbara, do you want to give out your info just one more time?
Sure. They can find me at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And that website actually has lots of information, including some healing stuff that you can do on yourself. So even if you don't connect with me, you can still make a difference in your own life.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me on Facebook and the Sacred Embers group and at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Okay. Well, since we were talking about that song, This Is Me, I think we'll exit and I'll just put that on and we can have a listen as we say goodnight. Thank you to you guys. I send you so much love and a great big hug. And this is me.
Hide away, say, cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna sing.